We are going to wrap up chapter Mem Aleph, Yirtzeh Hashem. We're on page Tov, Kuf, Samach, Ches on the top. And we're talking about the idea of, last thing we talked about, if you know your Mishnayos by heart, you have something to learn while you're not alive and you're waiting to be buried.
The intermission.
In the time in between that. And the whole chapter's been focusing on how important fear of Hashem starts everything, together with love of Hashem. And now we're going to get a beautiful interpretation of a prayer that we say every day.
Whoa.
This is why they establish before you say the morning blessings. Elokai neshama, neshama shenasatabi, etc. Ata nefachtabi va'ata asid litloni meni. Says the commentary. Kilafi pshuto. If you look at that prayer simply, ain't a moving. It's hard to understand. L'may nafkamina lahaskar kan va'ata asid litlami meni. What does it matter to us to mention that you are going to take it away from me when it's time to die? You know, we do say, Elokai neshama shenasatabi, the one you gave me, tohorehi. Wonderful. But hareya bracha, he really, what's the bracha established for? It's hodah masha hichzer l'Kadosh Baruch Hu es nishmaso. It's really a blessing of praise that Hashem has returned your soul this morning to you.
Thank God.
So why are we telling you, and you're going to take it away? Achinu, but the concept is, ki bracha zu kodem atfila b'tchilas yom. This is the bracha before prayer, it's the beginning of the day. It's a preparation for the avoda for the entire day. As we've already said, that our avoda has to be an aspect of mesiras nefesh, so which means you shouldn't be thinking at all about this world. Now, how are you going to be able to do it yourself? How can you be Moser Nefesh when you're in this world in a body? That's the concept of what we say in Elokai Neshama, that the soul that Hashem gave us, you have blown it into me, but you are going to take it away from me. What does this mean? Hainu. So a person needs to know where is his real place. If your real place is in this world, then therefore a person is not able to act on such a thing on himself. So yachshav klal binyanim alazeh, to not think about this world, right? And there, how can I be Moser Nefesh? If this is it, then why would I want to be Moser Nefesh? Therefore, we say at the beginning of the morning blessings, Shamakam Shalom, that your real place ain't a kan b'olamaz. It's not in this world. This is not your real place. Makomo be'etzem hu lamala. Your real place is above. Elisha ba'ofen zmani hu b'olamata. But temporarily, you've come downstairs. Look at footnote Ches briefly, very briefly. B'tzavos ha-rivosh, in the will, the ethical will of the rivosh, he writes, V'yachshav shehu mipnei olam ha-elyon, a person should consider himself of the people of the higher world. V'lio chashuvim be'enov kol b'nei adam adarim b'olam hazeh, and people who live down here should not be important. That doesn't mean to say you shouldn't respect them. It means to say, don't think this is the main thing. You have to know that really you belong in the other world. Now let's go to the tefillah. Zeo neshama shenasata bi tohorehi. This is the holy soul that Hashem, you have given to me. Matseva kefi shehi lamal, matseva kefi shehi lamala. What's the situation is in above? Ushi tohore, it's pure, nekia, clean, mikol achruris, clean from any filth. Mitzias Elamazeh, free from any of the realities of this world. That's what it was. Neshama Shinasatabi was Tahorihi. Elolacha, she came, but afterwards, Yordit's gone down. That you've seen the words, Aptavarasa Tanafachtabi. Veloshinas says, not that this should be its place. El, but what do we know? Vata Asidli told me, you're going to take it back. It's going to go back to its real place.
Right.
Just Cain, if so, Mahusahi, what's the essence? Shikshurim ruchanius. It's tied to spirituality. V'loim gash, not with physicality. Umisaras hamaskanas. It aroused you to come to the conclusion. Shod beYosef almost said, as long in this world, yamades asma b'tnuazu. You should always establish yourself, stand yourself with this movement, which is now the next words of the Tanya. Klomer, meaning to say, since you blew it into me, and you're going to take it away from me, you're going to take it back. Therefore, from now, therefore, right now, I give it over and return it to you to be unified in your oneness. As King David said, to you I will lift up my soul. I am meaning to say, that through connecting my thoughts to your thoughts and my speech to your speech through the letters of the Torah and prayer, especially when you're talking directly to him, as it says, Baruch atah, blessed are you, Kai Gavna. So you're giving it over because you're not keeping it anyway. It's just a loaner. So explains the commentary. Elech Hashem nafshi esa. To you, I lift up my soul. Hainu sheod bihiyo salamat. While I'm still down here, humalas nishma. So he elevates his soul. Umosra lagamilash and gives it totally to Hashem. Why? Shamiros osios hatorah vatfila. The saying of the letters of the Torah and tefila. Hain ba'ofen shemavglas atzum meolam umaminas atzum matzav koshen shami lamalo. When you are saying the words of Torah and davening, it has to be in a way where you separate yourself from the world and you put yourself in a place where the neshama is supposed to be, which is above. Ubefrat, and especially b'amir l'Hashem l'nochach, when you're talking directly to Hashem, come on, Marias, baruch bracha. We make a bracha. Shomer ba ata you. Shebazet tzarech oid yisur lios nafshus. That's when you have to even be more that your soul is elevated. It's a very important thing that all this forum write. But you have to, if you can't say Baruch Atah and you don't think that it's Hashem's right in front of you, right, you missed the whole game. So that's you're giving yourself over and out of this world. And that's why we start Elokai Neshama, for us to understand where we really belong in this world. We don't. We only belong here as a temporary resident. Right? And that's the whole idea of Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov, Vayeshev Rashi says, want to stay in tranquility.
Not this world.
So there's no such thing. And even though his tranquility was only that he can learn Torah in tranquility, not to rest.
Right,
Hashem says, still not. It's not the world for it. Okay, next page. Vine. Bachanazu shel mesiris nafshel Hashem. So this preparation of mesiris nefesh Hashem, yaskel, you start then, birchas hashachar. Now you start birchas hashachar. The morning blessings. Baruch atah Hashem. 15 times. V'chaim b'hachona zu, yasa lilmod, shir kavua miyarach tefillah. And then with this preparation, we immediately start a shir after davening. Like we are right now. V'chaim b'hemtzayom, and in the middle of the day, kodvish yasa lilmod. And in the middle of the day, when you're going to learn again, shirich hachona zu, because you need this preparation at least. Kenoda, as we know, shi'ikar hachona lishma. What's the main hachana to do things, preparation to do things for the sake of Hashem? La'akev hu b'tchilas halimut b'beinonim. It happens at the beginning of our learning for the beinonim. Kemo beget v'sefer Torah. Just like by get in a sefer Torah. We'll see in a minute. Shetzricha lishma la'akev. If you don't have it lishma, when you write a sefer Torah, write a get, it doesn't work. V'daya shomer b'tchilas ha'tzivas. It's enough with before you write the get or the Torah. Hareini kosa l'shem kedusha sefer Torah or l'shmo v'l'shmo. He said, I'm beginning to write for the sake of kedusha sefer Torah, for its sake. Commentary. Ha'achona hi koidim shiascha l'ilmol. This preparation is before you learn. V'lo b'shol l'omid. Not when you're learning. Kishalomid, when you're learning, tzarech lios munach b'inyan bo. You have to be holding in what you think about what you're learning. L'omid v'lo b'inan b'inyan misur. You're not supposed to think about giving over your soul then. But tzaddikim, when we're talking about tzaddikim, though, yichon lahargish gam be'es halimud as a mesiris nefesh. A tzaddik, which we aren't, can even feel the mesiris nefesh during the learning. Because for them, their souls are so revealed. There's nothing that confounds it and confuses it. And for them, certainly the Torah is not going to disturb, the learning of Torah is not going to disturb them, even if they're engaged in it in such a great way. Which is not the case with an average person. The preparation is before he learns, and it helps before he learns. Now, there's a number of footnotes we have to catch up on. Start with Tess. You should start it. This is a preparation for before you learn, right? You
should learn right after.
Right after davening. V'chein muva b'kamakom, as you find in many places. Shorat lios eis kavu lilmod miyad achar tefila. You find in many places you have to learn right after you daven. And it's explained that av shalom mikolim, even though you learn a whole day. Mikol makom, somal ha'eis should take of miyad achar tefila, the time right after davening. Yesh po malisar, it's a big advantage. Mishum shal yedei kriya shma utfila, because since you've said shma and davening already, mam shech gilu orei, and so you've already brought down the infinite light. Shalom, take it from me. You learn immediately afterwards. Nimshach bibechinas or ze gam b'torah. This aspect of light comes right into the Torah.
Whoa!
He says immediately afterwards.
Immediately.
You know, that's not really learning. No. I mean, to sit down and learn. Yeah, miyad.
Right.
The real question is, we shouldn't take off our tefillin or say Tehillim. Just go right into the learning.
Korban is the learning.
Yeah, go right into the learning. Just last Kaddish, sit down, learn.
There you go.
Because you've still got the energy right. Is there. Okay, have to think about that. All right, Yud, footnote Yud, when you write a Getter, a Sefer Torah. Now, why did he bring those two examples? There's a lot of examples. Maybe basic most gate for Sefer Torah. Why those two? Ki belimud haTorah yesh beis in yonim. Because when you learn Torah, there's two aspects. Echad number one. Remember, a get is a divorce. So number one is you have to legarish haYetzahara. You have to divorce your Yetzahara. Wow. Chase it out.
Whoa.
In Paga B'chav, Gemara says if this manuvel, the Yetzahara catches up to you when you're in your house, Mashchel beis medrash, bring him into the learn.
Beis medrash.
Bring him to beis medrash and chase him out. That's the negative. That's the sur meira. Stay away from evil. And also the second inyan shel asei tov, the doing good. Hamshach asol is drawing down Hashem. V'zeh shemevi dugmas meget. Therefore, you bring an example of get. Shemegarish isha roi, chasing out a bad wife. Hu yetzar, that's yetzar. Umi sefer Torah, sefer Torah. Shu hamshach asei tov, it's drawing down the good. So that's a very nice reason why he gave these two examples. Okay. Amen. All right, let's continue in the Tanya before we get any more footnotes. Okay, Shalom shows harbe ritzufos. What if you're learning for many, many hours? Now you may lose that initial oomph. So Yeshol is bonan b'hachana zu haniskel b'chol shav v'shav al kolponim. So you should reflect on this little preparatory idea about once an hour. Every hour is a new drawing forth from the higher worlds to bring life to the lower world. Every hour of divine energy goes back to its root. In other words, it's not just a whole day. Every hour, the energy of life comes back with whatever you did, and a new one comes. So that's what we're saying over there. Whatever has been done in that hour, learning Torah, good deeds, echoes back right away, even for the hour. Because every day, you know, the name of Yud Hey, Vav Hey, can be mixed around in 12 different ways.
Yeah,
12 different ways. So for the 12 days of the day, 12 hours of the day, there's a different siruf, a combination of the yud hey vav hey, and then for the opposite, v'tziruf eshem aleph dalad nun yud, that name is balayla, is at night. So you have 12 different yud kei vav kei energies in the day, for every hour in the day, and I guess shows manios, right? And 12 aleph dalad nun yud combinations of letters at night. So there's different energies coming. So therefore, you have to prepare, so to speak, for the new energy. Now, okay, I don't know exactly, you know, how we define the hours and this and that. but definitely there's a new energy at some time after an hour passes.
Well, I know some of my Chabad friends do not do like Kiddush at certain hours.
I know. It's Hasidim, not just Chabad. It's
right.
Hasidim. Okay, Yud Dalet. We'll start with Yud Dalet. Say Rufe Shema Vayu. What does it mean? Combinations of the name of Yud Hei Vav Hei or they Ofanim Shonim B'Tzervesa. You change the letters. K'chol Sheish B'Teva Yoser Osios. To which there is in a word more letters. Yeshnam Yoser Ofanim B'Tzervesa. In other words, the more letters a word has, the more different combinations.
Right.
It's a geometric
right.
equation. Ulamashal B'Teva Shel Beis Osios. A word that's got two letters. It's only two ways. First and second, or second and first.
Wow.
That's it. Right, Av or Ba. B'teva shel Gimel Osios. You have three letters. Yeshnan Vav Ofen. There's six. B'teva shel Dalet Osios. Chav Dalet Serufim. There's 24. Okay, so now we got a problem. V'nei Kan Nisker B'shem Avay Yeshnan Yud Beis Serufim. He only says there's 12. But if you look at four letters, we'll be able to have 24 combinations. Does that make sense? I can't.
No, because the reason is there's two letters that are the same.
Oh, two are hey. Okay. Right. Okay. The Yeshurot and Lumot, Shazel Mishum Sheshbo, Beis Osioshovas. Two are the same. Beis Heyin. We say Yotze Acheshun, Shitachon Tzechrach, Yud Beis Yosef. Therefore, we only get 12 because the Heys are always twice.
Right.
So you're right. Technically, it's a different hay. The first hay is mystically different than the second hay. But when you write them out, it's still going to be the same.
Right.
So although 12 times you have it one way and 12 are identical, but the other 12 are with the hays in different places.
Right.
It's a different hay in a different place. And that's, if it would have been a different letter, with a yud hay vav dalid, let's say, then you would have noticed 24 different permutations of that. Okay, that's one way. Amnam, but other great ones. Quote Kodesh Admor Heir Alze. He made a hara. The chol makom, the mekomagon adayin ain't a moving echu biyud beis shoslai. How do you fit? He doesn't understand the 12 hours at night. Right, b'shem adal aleph dalad nun yud v'adiyesh chav dalad tzur.
Yeah,
there's four different letters there. V'gam kivin shebaruchnis yesh chiluk bein hey rishon hey achron. Also, it's a difference between the first hey and the second hey in yud hey vav hey. So what's going on? So you're talking, it's possible, Chaf Dalet Tzirufim Gam B'Shem Avay. Really, it's 24 in Yud Hei Vav Hei. Sure, but Tzirufim Nogei Ruchani Sein. When you're talking about combinations, it's the spiritual connotation, not the physical letters. Obviously, it's not just physical letters. It's something spiritual that each one represents. And the first Hei is totally different than the second Hei. Even if you learn simple, the first Hei is the hand of Hashem. The second Hei is our hand.
Right.
So that's a difference. Yeshnaf Kavina Eza Hei, it makes a difference. Alkeim Avarius, I said, the Vada Yeshin Yosef Tzeruvim, there's more Tzeruvim. V'chem B'Shem Aleph Dalet Yunun, Vada Yeshin Chavdon Tzeruvim, of all the Inyan Hashos, Nogin Rak Yud Beis Tzeruvim Meham. But when it comes to the hours, there's only 12 of the combinations are used. You're right, there's 24 combinations, but only 12 are used.
And I have in my book for Rosh Chodesh, they use
12. Every month. Also has a different combination
because
for that. So that's the same issue we would have to look into. All right, that was Yud Dalet. Now Yud Aleph. Here's an interesting one. Story. Kishosh Rabbeinu B'Maaser, when the Alter Rebbe was in jail, right, and that was, they just celebrated the holiday.
Yeah, they just
this
did.
Week, Yud Tes Kislev, when the Rebbe was freed. Hayah B'cheder Chashuch, he was in a dark room. So Hayah Efshel Das Klal Hashah, no way he could know the time. Vimhu Yom Olaylev was there now. You couldn't tell. Hachoker Russell. So somebody wanted to test him. Vlomer lo asazman shom dimbo eladr lahepich. The people, whoever was there, wanted to test him, and they didn't tell him what time. They told him a different time. Vlamros and spoke that Emor Rabbeinu. The Rebbe was able to tell him hazman hamaduyuk ata. He was going to say no, it's not right. It's exactly 8:12 in the morning or whatever. The person was wondering. The Rebbe says, it's not a big trick. Since it's a different seruf, different combination rules, he knew what the hour was because he was sensitive enough to know what the serufim were. So that's why every hour you have to have another hiskaskus, even if you're middle of learning, but every hour take a 10-second break only.
And say,
I'm giving over myself for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember to stay tzol l'shmo. Okay, top of tough, kuf, ayan. Hachana tzricha. Okay. Commentary on that last point. Hachana tzricha lios b'chol shov v'shov. The preparation for every hour. Ki achiyos adim shachos milomal hi b'chinas ratzol v'shov. Because the life force that draws down from above is the aspect of ratzol v'shov, back and forth. Shachayos chos roslamal, that the angels, they go back and forth. They go back up. And then shachos chayos chadoshimot, and a new force comes down. There's Ratzov Hashov back and forth, running back and forth every moment. Even though it's at every moment, but in general it's every hour. Every hour a new energy comes.
Right.
Now, commentary continues. This preparation that you're giving over your soul to Hashem, there's two aspects. It could be for itself. Shehu rotz al yosov Hashem, that he wants to connect for Hashem. It's for him. Yichol lios bofen nosim could be an additional way. Shum shul haKadosh Baruch Hu yesh nachas ruach b'masiris nafsho. Hashem gets pleasure out of me giving over my soul. Virata shekach tzios kavonet. So really, you should have that both, and especially that second kavona. Vinei kol kavona sob b'masiris nafsho Hashem. Aydei atorva tefila halas nitzus alokus shebesochol v'koro. This whole kavani should have, when you want to give over your soul to Hashem, when you're learning Torah and davening, to raise that divine spark that's in you to its root, Terak kedei lasos nachas ruach lefani spark, should only be to give Hashem pleasure. K'mashal, simchas hamelech, b'voy elav b'no yechido b'tseiso min hashviyo b'en asurim kiskel. An example of that would be when a king is happy, when his son is brought back from captivity, and now he's back home.
Wow.
Explains. When the prince is always in the palace, that's not such a great joy. Get used to it. When he leaves and comes back, it's a great joy. When he was in jail, then he got out. It's even greater, as we already mentioned in an earlier chapter. Right? As he said in chapter 31, I'll just say outside, note 15, we'll just say it outside, there's no greater joy than the soul leaving the golus and the being captured, and then he gives the mashal. But he only said it regarding that, getting out of golus, but the focus on nachas ruach before Hashem wasn't there. So he's adding the nachas ruach to the king. Over there, it seems, we're talking about where the prince is happy to go back to the king.
Yeah.
It's two ways. The prince feels bad he's away from the king, and the king feels bad the prince is away. So when the prince comes back, there's two feelings. The prince feeling good to be back home, but also, and now we're focusing here much more so, that the joy that the king has. And that's the joy I have, that I'm giving Hashem joy, that I'm giving it back to Hashem. Next page. Keinu b'nimshol. So it is in the real world. Call Yehudi who b'no shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is a child of Hashem. K'mo shekasuv says, "Bani matem l'Hashem l'kechem." You are children to Hashem. V'shinimtzas an Hashem l'mata beguf. When the soul is below in the body, hareis a golos. That is golos. K'mo shekasuv el perek lamed zayin. We already said earlier. Shafilu tzadik gomer over Hashem b'yir of avah b'tanugim. Even a complete tzadik is serving Hashem with the greatest love and fear and everything. V'koma hayos nishmas l'mata. Since his body is below, he golos mamash. It's golos. B'shviu beis asurim. It's in jail. It's captured. When does the soul get out of Golas? When you learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That's when the soul ties up to Hashem. Like before it went down.
Whoa.
That gives Hashem lots of joy. The king said, you have to have a mind that Hashem is going back to Hashem when you're learning Torah.
I'm coming home.
You're coming home every hour, on the hour. But you used to have the news. What they say every... what they say at the bottom? Whatever. Every hour on the hour.
It's like train schedule.
No, but
it's always on the hour.
It used to be. It used to be every hour on the hour. Now it's every minute on the ones.
Yeah.
It used to be every hour on the hour. So that's the idea. You're returning your neshama back to Hashem every hour on the hour. Another hour. Oh, I'm doing this all for you, for Hashem. I'm now. I get. Yeah, and you could do mitzvahs, all kinds of mitzvahs. How about preparing for Shabbos? Is that a mitzvah?
It's a big mitzvah.
So should people be frustrated and hassled?
No, I'm coming home, Tati.
That's it. You say,
I'm done my time.
I got to know what is and isn't mine.
Every hour, you're giving it back to Hashem. You say, Hashem, I'm cleaning the kitchen for you, Hashem. I'm setting a table for you, Hashem.
That's it.
I'm cleaning, taking out the garbage for you, Hashem.
That's it.
Right? So this all, if you have that in mind, you have to have that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, continues the Tanya. V'nei kavona zuhi amitis be'emes lamito legamri b'chol nefesh mishrol b'chol esu b'chol sha'a. And really this kavona, this true kavona, is in every Jewish soul at every moment. Me'ava hativish Yerushalem, I'm saying from this natural love that we've inherited from our forefathers. Afa b'shizbar le'eli n'akavona li'achidus kol nefesh mishrol b'Hashem. Even though we've just explained that the main kavanah you should have when you're unifying all the souls of the Jewish people, it's really just to give Hashem naches, and maybe that may not apply to everybody. Maybe only a very few. Even then, maybe not totally true. But so dafka ba kavanah lasos naches ruach be'inyan yichud nefashos kol yisrael she'ena gelul befrat. That could maybe be for the intention of giving nachas ruach regarding all the Jewish souls that don't pertain to him specifically. Masha ein came back avona lahachzer nefesh shalol Hashem, but to give your soul to Hashem. Kivin shekasher im hanefesh shalol, he's tied to his soul. But nachal harbe lifol she is erak lasos nachas ruach. It's a lot easier to do it just to give Hashem nachas. Daf shein zavishvlos, even though it's not for himself. But the nachas ruach, the pleasure comes that he's returning his soul. And that's a lower level everybody can reach. Okay. In other words, the lower part he could feel. From his natural love, he wants to give his soul. Not for himself. But to give to Hashem. So again, this natural love should make it easier for people to want to give it over to Hashem.
Right.
However, the Tanya concludes, but you have to spend time reflecting on the greatness of Hashem to achieve the love and fear that's intellectual. For and if you try hard, maybe, says the commentary. Hamaduber beperek zeh. What we're speaking about in this chapter, al dechilu rechim utiv, is talking about natural love and fear. B'tchilas haperek, in the beginning, what was the Tanya saying? La'orer tchilas hayir ativis, to bring out in the beginning the natural fear. U'bechal kasheni shal perek, in the second half of the chapter was lios gam kim bechinas ben la'orer ava ativis al kabodim, to be the aspect of a son to rouse the love, the natural love. So we start with natural fear, natural love. Ki bishvil shi haTorah mitzvos. In order to have the Torah mitzvahs fly up, you don't have to have the intellectual love and fear that's much greater. It's just the natural love and fear. Therefore, he's pointed out, he emphasizes in two places in this chapter, she at least arouse the love and fear that's natural. But besides this, he's ending off. You have to spend time to get to the intellectual love and fear.
Yeah.
That takes time and effort, much more. The greater virtue to intellectually coming up with the love and fear than the natural, as will be explained later on in chapter 42 and in other places. When you set aside specific times, Kulihai, you can make all that effort, Vulai, and maybe you give a soul with the Chilur Milu Sichlim. Then you can come to the end of intellectual love and fear. And that's going to be a next topic in the next chapters that we learn. Okay.